T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Stop on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. If you stop on by, get you a square up on the board. And for the Monday night contest between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 at 7:30. At 6:30 tonight, it'll be the Community Coffee Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss as the host. And he'll go be with head coach Dennis Allen. And his guest tonight will be running backs coach Joe Thomas. Some breaking news in college football, Bob. Certainly it was rumored, but Chris Lowe from ESPN is confirming that Hugh Freeze will become the new head coach at University of Auburn after kind of a two-week flirtation with Lane Kiffin, who strung this out and got him a new deal.
Yeah, staying at Ole Miss.
And he's going to stay at Ole Miss. Hugh Freeze back in the SEC now, and he will be the new head coach at the University of Auburn. Bob, I don't know what more to say other than disappointment. 13-0 yesterday, get shut out for the first time since the 2001 season. It was January of 2002, but it was during the 2001 season. You just found new ways to lose.
Well, January 6th is not never a good day in history. However you look at January 6th, and that's what happened January 6th, 2002, 38-0. Now, that was the 2001 season. That's more than two decades, if my math's right. It's a little over two decades. So, no, you never want to get shut out. I never got shut out in my life. Now, I might have had some low-scoring games.
Tell them that 5-0 game you got into.
No, I can tell you. I never forget. We were playing the Rams in Anaheim, and Jeff George, the big stud, Jeff George. Jones is so ticked off at him. We're losing 5-0 midway through the fourth quarter. And he's like looking at me. He goes, Bobby, go in there and do something. So I drove the team down. We scored a touchdown. Then I hit, I remember, Ricky Sanders for the two-point play. We won 8-5.
You won on a baseball score.
Yeah, it's like 8-5. So the bottom line is we knocking at the door. We cannot punch it in. You cannot have a turnover right in your goal line. Or if you're in the end zone, you have a chance to catch the ball. How about you catch it? I mean, we got to be a team that fights the football instead of having confidence that we're going to catch it. Now, I think we got to make more contested catches. We don't necessarily have that. That's one thing with Michael Thomas and Marcus Colston. They always made those contested catches. We don't really have that right now, and it's so frustrating. Now, I'm going to tell you something that is very disheartening and discouraging. Listen, I like Dennis Allen. I like Dennis Allen as a man. I think he knows football. I think he knows defensive football. I don't know if it's bad luck or whatever. But Dennis Allen as a head coach, it's been like, what? This right here is going to blow your mind. This is going to blow your mind. Do you know Dennis Allen has been a head coach now for 48 games? That's a big sample size, right? It's not like a season. You know, you have 16 games in NFL. You have 17, but 48 games. 48 games, Dennis Allen has been a head coach. Only once in his team's in his career, he's won back-to-back games. You know, you got to win like five or six games in a row. Maybe you need to win eight or nine. You got to have a winning streak So that caught my attention. As a head coach, only once his teams have won back-to-back games. And that came back in 2012 in his first season with the Raiders when they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chiefs in consecutive weeks. So it only happened one time. And now we think we're going to go run the table. Again, I'm going to try and be look at the glass half full instead of half empty. We got to beat Tampa Bay Monday night. And I can tell you right now, if we don't beat Tampa Bay on Monday night, it is definitely good night, Irene. And what's so sad about this, whoever wins the NFC South, the NFL don't like this. They want you at least to have a winning record. I don't know, 7-10 might win the NFC South. You should never host a damn playoff game if you're 7-10. Now, you win your division, go to the playoffs, but you got to go on the road. But who knows? The Falcons, and then you got the Succoneers. What's happening? Who knows? Carolina Panthers might end up winning.
With an interim coach.
Yeah.
And they trade away their best player.
The NFC South is so dysfunctional, they're worse than the NFC East. Remember, I was always dogging the NFC East.
You can't do it anymore.
Right now, the NFC East might have all four teams make the playoffs. They might have Eagles, Cowgirls, then you're going to have the Giants, and you're going to have the Washington Commanders. You have to play hard for your coach. Look how hard they're playing for Ron Rivera and the Commanders.
And Heinicke. Okay, here's the deal.
I love Heinicke.
Okay, he's never going to be an upper-tier quarterback. Never.
He's a winner, though.
Jimmy G is in that category of the second tier. So is Heinicke. Look, all he does is win. And if you don't have the star guy, you would want one of those two guys to be your quarterback.
To me, Carson Wentz is a prima donna. Give me Taylor Heinicke.
Any day of the week.
You know it's an up-and-coming team? Now they got to win some. They snake-bit a lot of games. Look how they lost the Detroit Lions, the Fighting Dan Campbells. How can you not cheer for a team like the Lions? You have to buy blue-collar. They don't get more blue-collar than the Detroit Lions. Now, back to the Saints. When I look at what has occurred and what are we doing, it's amazing we even won any games. It's amazing that we even have a chance. We could be like the Houston Texans right now, and it would not surprise me considering what we've been able to not accomplish on the football field. If you look at it now for the third consecutive game and the fourth in the past five, the defense has failed to create a turnover. And then we do get a takeaway, and we got an interception. Y'all fired up. It don't count. A damn penalty. I mean, but when you know it's like all of a sudden, even when I'm telling you we made that interception, I'm looking all around. I'm all excited. I go, there got to be a flag somewhere. And you know, damn it, there was a flag. And so it doesn't count. I mean, it's unbelievable. Look, the Saints, okay, that's what I'm saying. It's amazing we've won. The Saints lead the league. That's discipline right here. In false start penalties. We lead the NFL in false start penalties. We lead the league in turnovers at 19. And they are last in the turnover margin now with minus 14. Well, that's why I'm even amazed we even won a game. We more like the Houston Texans right now. You look at there are two interceptions overall, okay? The Honey Badger got a couple of interceptions. And then all of a sudden, Alante Taylor is going to get one. Again, we're last in the league in the NFL last season. Okay, shows you how quickly things could turn. You know, going from like, I don't know if we were in the penthouse last year because we didn't make the postseason. But all of a sudden, we were evicted. We're not paying our rent, so they got us in the elevator. Now, we're like in the basement. We are a penthouse and outhouse. We're in the basement. We're almost in the outhouse. We might have to make shop there. But you look at it, we have two interceptions overall this season. Last season, at this time, they had 18 interceptions, which was sixth in the NFL. Okay, we got two right now. Last year, we had 18. And, they had that through week 12. But it's amazing we were sixth in the league. We just fell off the cliff. We have, drastically been, we've been relevant. And we appreciate what the Saints have done for a decade and a half, 16 seasons. But right now, it's like this is about – this is like pre-Katrina stuff. This is like
this is before you did second guess.
Yes, yes. This is
what I had to endure it. So you get your taste of it.
This is some Mike Ditka stuff.
Yeah,
you know when I don't know. We're gonna find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot. No, it's so discouraging because let me tell you, if you hold an opponent to 13 points in this day and age NFL, you should never lose. For sure, you should win double digits. You hold an opponent to 13 points, you should win all the time. Now, even if it's in the high teens, let's say the 49ers would have had 17 or something, you still should win. And we held them to 13 points. No, it is so discouraging where we're at right now. And it's amazing, I'm telling you, we're 4-8, that we've won four games when you look at these numbers. I think we have talented players, but listen, you can't have your star players lay an egg, whether it's Alvin Kamara, whoever it might be, you can't put the ball on the ground.
Will Lutz to miss a field goal. Ram check. Couple times.
Okay, jumping off sides, whatever. So when you look at, like, when you think about a guy like Alvin Kamara, okay, you would think, like, Alvin Kamara should be able to protect the football, right? Well, that's one thing that he has not done. And, okay, listen to this.
This year, he has.
Okay. That's why, I don't know, are you concentrating? Is he worried about because he got in trouble because he beat the crap out of that guy in Las Vegas and what's going to happen? He might go to jail next year. But that's next year. You got to compartmentalize. What's going to happen now? Because the first five seasons, he had two fumbles. Now think about that. The great Alvin Kamara had two fumbles the first five seasons. 2022, Mike, what he has now? He has like four or five.
Four.
And then he lost two fumbles in the same game. I'm telling you, our stud players are not playing great. They're like average to good at times, and then we can't catch the ball and they move the chains.
No, you can't get a ball. Hit Juwan Johnson, well, gets one, hit him in the helmet. Olave gets one, hit him right in the helmet.
Oh,
come on.
I can tell you right now, going forward, I don't know what's going to happen. If you don't beat Tampa Bay, because it's a 2-for-1 NFC South game, is good night, Irene, for sure. Now, I think Andy Dalton should start and see what's going to happen against Tampa Bay come Monday night. Now, let's say that they lose, okay, that they don't come out on top. Then you're going to have the bye week. Then the Jameis Winston got to finish the season.
That's
and you might say, well, they're
it.
Not playing for anything. No, Jameis Winston's playing for his NFL life.
Yeah.
How about you go in there and kick ass? So then if the Saints don't want to pay you, somebody else is going to pay you.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTelio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We got the phone lines lit, and we're going to go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Oh, thank you, Bobby and Mike. Thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
We needed you to calm our nerves, Longshoreman.
Yeah, well, I can try to do that. Look, if y'all hungry when you leave there, if they don't feed you, good over there at the Silver Slipper, which I know they probably will.
Oh, yeah,
I got a nice pot of red beans. I got the red beans simmering over here. Y'all stop by the house and get you a big old bowl of red beans and rice.
All right.
And the can on the Coors Light, the mountains are nice and blue, so life is good. But look here, Bobby, y'all been saying, you know, the whole mouthful. When your defense allows 13 points, if you lose that game, there's something wrong in Denmark. And look, well, let's not sugarcoat this thing. The turnovers and the penalties, I mean, we've been plagued with that all year, and it looks like it's not going to stop. I mean, when it's raining, it's pouring. That being said, Bobby and Mike, I want to bring up a few things and get your opinions on it. Let's go back to that 2nd and 6 with 1:26 left in the first quarter. We get, looks like about, I'm guessing about a 40-yard strike downfield. Beautiful ball thrown by Andy Dalton. Rashid hits the ground, never takes a step. Complete pass, right? At midfield, right at the logo. No question, all right? They go line up and run the next play. So what the hell's going on in this play early in the fourth quarter when we really need something to happen, okay? We need some points, and we need it desperately. We're second and 10. The pass to Olave, Dalton's rolling out. He catches the ball, takes two steps, gets tripped up. Ball comes out. They call it incomplete after he hits the ground.
Well, actually, Sherman, Taysom Hill threw him that ball.
Yeah, it was actually
okay,
Taysom.
Okay, all right, my bad. All right, it was one of them looked like they rolled out. Maybe that was another play. I was looking at the highlight.
Yeah, you probably had a few Coors Lights.
We know sometimes it fuzzes the memory a little bit.
Not only that, Bobby, Mike, let's bring up something here. Look, I hate to dwell on flags, but they got us on a call. I think it was a hold, and then there was another call, something they said offset and penalty. But they clearly flat out missed a face mask that damn near spun Dalton's head around. And they didn't call.
They didn't get them
for face masking.
They sure.
And let me ask you one more, then I'm gonna shut the hell up. What about Boza jumping off sides on that fourth and goal?
No, it was obvious.
He got a hell of a jump and sacked Dalton. And even the commentator said, "Boy, I think he was a little early."
He was off sides. Yeah, it just seems like when you're not a perception of a winning team, you don't get the calls. And a team like the 49ers are getting the calls. I don't know if it's cheating or not, but this is a flag-happy crew when you look at it. I want to say they called 13 penalties, and that's where they were. They were double digits. I mean, they were not a good crew for the Saints. And the bottom line is that, listen, if you're offside, you're offside. You can't miss that. You're looking right at the play.
Really didn't need to be offside.
I don't care if it's Bosa, whoever, the stud. No, they're offside.
Yeah.
You can't give them the benefit of the doubt. No, right now, when you're a bad football team, you don't get any calls, and they go against you. The same thing, we intercept the ball with Harris. Okay, to me, that wasn't a penalty. But that happens all the time. If you looked at the end zone copy, like what the teams look at, not from a TV, and what actually happens when they hands on DBs on receivers. To me, that's away from the football. You keep the flag in your pocket. You don't even call that. And the Saints have an interception by Alante Taylor, which is significant. Now, with Harris, you can't hit nobody out of bounds because then that's an obvious call. So I don't know. It's like helter skelter. I mean, it's like a penalty, not a penalty, this and that.
Now, there's no guarantee. Even with the interception, you'd have scored.
No,
the way this offense.
It's
played.
Like all of, you want to pull your hair out that when you're watching the game. That is the bottom line.
Thanks so much for the call, Longshore. Easy in Houston. You're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
All right, Easy.
Okay, listen, I'm just going to make a quick statement and get y'all some comment on it. Listen, we got a first and goal on the 4-yard line, okay? And we throw the ball four times. You got Taysom Hill, who's a violent runner. You got Trevor Penning, looks like he's ready to bite somebody's ear off.
He was weak. Trevor Penning was weak.
Put him out there and just say, let's go at least two times or three times. And if they stop us, they stop us. But Dennis Allen, in my opinion, is too soft, man. He's too soft. He should have challenged his line to block and get those 4 yards. Run it out.
Easy, I agree with you. I said that, and then I heard Mark Sanchez say it. Then I started to wonder if my thinking was right. Because sometimes Mark Sanchez, he is who he is. But, man, I agree with you.
He's the butt fumble guy.
Come on, you got to run the ball. At least twice in that situation, and here you got a 225-pound quarterback. Got to give him a shot there because you throwing it in the end zone weren't doing you no good. It's bouncing off their helmet or through their hands. Try running the ball at least twice there from the 4-yard line. You were averaging 2.5 yards a run. Okay, I do know my math. 2.5 and 2.5 is 5. You had the 4-yard line.
Well, the way I look at it is like Dennis Allen is the head coach, but he trusts Pete Carmichael, and Pete Carmichael called those plays. Dennis Allen needs to tell Pete Carmichael, you know what? Shame on us if we can't punch it in with four runs. considering where we're at.
And considered a guy you got running the football.
Now, Pete Carmichael, in his defense, he might say, well, you know, the 49ers are number one run defense in the NFL.
Okay,
and
I get
yards per carry. No, so that, I'm telling you, that's what Pete Carmichael probably thought about. But I still think, like, if you're right there and you got some momentum, listen, live by the sword, die by the sword, and how aggressive Taysom Hill or whatever, Ingram in the red zone or goal to goal, you cannot afford to go 0-for-2. You cannot be 0-for-2 as goal to goal. That's not even red zone. That's goal to goal. You got to punch it in. And that's very frustrating right there. We don't need to be where old Saints teams and the Sean Payton are where we're at right now. We can't feel like we got to trick them. We got to trick them to score. No, how about they know we're running and it doesn't matter, even though it is the 49ers that we're going to run. That's telling me right there that Pete Carmichael didn't have confidence against, and with our offensive line against their D-line and their front seven.
Okay, and the other thing with Sean.
That's what I think.
He always had Drew Brees, other than last year. He always had Drew Brees at quarterback.
But, yeah, but if you're running it four times, you're still going to hand it off. No, no, can you win man-to-man? And I think Pete Carmichael didn't think we can win man-to-man Saints versus 49ers in the trenches.
But with the 49ers going up against a Drew Brees, come on, there's always that fear that Drew could beat you throwing it.
Well, no, but the thing is you have to look at who you're throwing it to. Like if you have a Michael Thomas who could
box you out, or you had
a Marcus Colston. Who you
or
actually,
Jimmy Graham, when yeah, Jimmy used to do yeah, that, who, that little basketball
who
move.
Who are you throwing to? Because it's like an extra defender. You're on the three or four-yard line whenever you're trying to pass that close. Because all the defensive backs squat. They're not worried about getting beat over the top. They get real handsy. Are the officials going to call a penalty? They might or they might not. I think you need to freaking pound it.
I agree.
I don't care how good the 49ers are. You got to pound it.
I agree with you. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey,
right,
really
Jimmy.
Quick. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good, good.
Hey, couple things. Rest in peace to Jerry Valancourt, longtime Hornets reporter, local New Orleans legend, Jerry B, they called him. And also, congratulations to Kira Lewis. He's going to be on the bench tonight for the Pelicans in New Orleans against OKC Thunder. If anybody's trying to go to the game, they still got $5 tickets on StubHub. But, yeah, Kira Lewis, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
He's back after a long rehab. Look, I'll just say this. The execution wasn't there. I don't see Gale Benson cutting court on Dennis Allen. I just don't. My intuition, guys, tells me Dennis Allen's not going to be a one and done. Now, I know Bobby always says every year seven or eight coaches get the axe in the NFL, but I just don't see Gale Benson doing that. The execution wasn't there yesterday. Two fumbles by Kamara. And I know he's hard on himself. It wasn't intentional. Everybody, to me, it doesn't seem like they've checked out per se. But, yeah, a lot of lack of execution, drop balls, bad calls. The pass by Taysom Hill, I think, to Olave, I think they ruled that an incomplete. It seemed to me like that was a completion.
Right.
But, again, I think Las Vegas influences the game so much so now, sadly. It's taken some of the enjoyment out of the game for me in particular. But, yeah, look, two fumbles and a missed kick by Lutz, and that was pretty much the difference, right? I mean, you know, Kamara fumbled it on the one. That would have been seven. Juwan Johnson could have caught it. That could have been seven. Lutz missed three, so there you have it. I mean, look, Andy Dalton is what he is. He's a 35-year-old quarterback on the back
Correct.
End of his career. And, you know, if people are expecting some kind of, like, savior of, you know, from him or
he ain't on the roster, Jimmy.
It ain't on the roster.
Well, you know, Jimmy, when you look at it, and I think Ms. Gale, Dennis Lauscher, Mickey Loomis, because you look at the people who are in charge with the Saints and right now, I think it does matter. You have to let it play out.
How the season ends.
Yeah, how the season finishes, how it ends. That what are we going to do? We still have three division games, and what's going to occur? Now, if we don't win another game, I don't know how you cannot make a change. But let's say that it might be ugly, but if you get to 7 or 8 wins, that's when I think that maybe you wait and then you're on the hot seat next year. You got one more, you know, opportunity. But if you don't turn this around and you have a continuous losing streak and you can't even win back-to-back games, no, that doesn't bode well where you're at. So I'm looking
at – how are you going
to
sell that to your fan
yeah,
base?
Yeah, so I'm thinking right now it's going to matter
– how you finish.
What happens in December and how you finish, whether Dennis Allen is part of the future or he's not. It's not – the decision has not been made right now, I guarantee you.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you 100%. We'll be back with more second guests. Olivia in Baton Rouge, hold on. We'll be right back to you right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing out our number one here on the second guest show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Olivia in Baton Rouge. Olivia, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hi, guys. So I have a quick comment about Tulane football. I am a lifelong Tulane football fan. My grandfather taught at Tulane after he retired from the Navy. So I was at every home game in 1998 when we went undefeated and Sean King was the quarterback. Anyway, so I've been reading online chatter. Willie Fritz might go to Georgia Tech. I hope we get one more season out of him, but if not, I just wanted to say thank you on air. I hope he's listening. I've loved this season. I hope we keep going. And I just want to hear what y'all's thoughts are about them going into the championship game. Can they win, and can we go to the Cotton Bowl?
I think they win. I think they win Saturday, to be honest with you.
Well, if you look at the first time when they played Central Florida, I was disappointed.
It was Plumlee that kind of tilted their field.
No, on their defense.
Man, it wasn't the offense.
Because they scored enough points. To me,
they could not stop Plumlee.
I think Tulane should win. Tulane should beat Central Florida, and Coach Fritz has done an outstanding job. All I know is when you go to Cincinnati, they won 32 games at that home winning streak. And all of a sudden, you're able to beat him, Mike. And then Fickell, he leaves Cincinnati. Now he's going to Wisconsin. So, listen, to me, this is the biggest game in Yeoman Stadium history. You know, you look at the old Tulane Stadium where the Saints played and all that. And a lot of memorable games, you know, Tulane and LSU. You look at Tulane Stadium. But to me, you got to show up Saturday. It should be sold out. It should be a crowd.
And it is sold out already.
That truly gives Tulane a home field advantage. I mean, I think
they win it. To be honest, Ed Orgeron used to end every speech with this line. I thank God every day I'm the head coach at LSU. And God, if you give me one more favor, send me another Joe Burrow. If I'm Willie Fritz, I'm saying thank God for Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears, 35 carries, 181 yards. He was the difference.
No question.
70 offensive snaps. He touched the ball like more than half at 36. So
unbelievable.
I like that formula.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.